Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, January 19th. And our guest today is Chrissy of Addicted to All Things Pretty Blog, and she's going to be here to catch us up with what's going on with the blog, as well as her new product line, Lip Oil. But before we speak with Chrissy, I just want to remind everyone that the guest calling number is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. You can also join us on our tweet chat by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. And I'm going to hand it over to Denise, and she's going to share a little beauty news with us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk once again. Our condolences go out to the family of Roberto Villarreal. He was a fellow filmmaker, friend, and union brother. He was a member of IFC Local 479 in Atlanta, Georgia. He worked as a grip, and he passed away this morning. So we just say rest in paradise, Roberto, and our condolences once again go out to his family and friends. And for anyone who may have attended IMAX LA at the Pasadena Convention Center this past weekend, we want to hear from you all. If you're listening to this show tonight, call in or tweet us out on the tweet chat and let us know, you know, what you learned at IMAX LA, if you had fun, if you didn't have fun, whatever your thoughts are, let us know. Call in, let us know. Call in with your questions. Definitely, if you are a follower of Chrissy, please call in with any questions that you may have for her or for us or for whoever. Just call in with your questions and comments, and let's make this a great show tonight. Also, you can go out onto our Beauty Talk Facebook page, which is Beauty Talk with Illusions online radio page on Facebook, and you can get all the updates on some of the interviews that were done at IMATS, as well as some photos and things of that nature. You can also check out some photos on Instagram, and we're beauty_talk on Instagram as well. And remember, again, you can join our tweet chat using the Beauty Lounge, and also some people have been including the hashtag Beauty Talk as well, but we definitely want to make sure you're using Beauty Lounge, because basically the whole tweet chat is just a replacement of the online chat on Blog Talk Radio that we used to do. But because we were having so many problems with Blog Talk Radio's chat portion, we decided just to do tweet chats. So make sure you include pound Beauty Lounge. And if you have extra characters in there, go right ahead and do pound Beauty Talk as well. And I will turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, our condolences goes out to Roberto's family and friends and those who worked with him. Very nice guy. Also, Brandeis Brockington, if she's listening, we invite her to call in. She's been reporting and keeping us up to date with what's going on at IMAX this past weekend. So if she's out there listening at any time, Brandy, call in and just kind of update us on, you know, on the entire weekend. All right. So again, we are talking with Chrissy of Addicted to All Things Pretty Blog, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're
pretty
great.
Good.
I haven't seen you guys in a while.
I know. You know, it's hard to get out to IMATS now that it's in January because we're always working. And then, you know, in June, it's just something where we're just like, okay, no matter what, we're going in June. So it's just been hard to, you know, make it to all of the shows. So
I knew
we're
that
here.
I was going to start messing with travel plans and stuff. So
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm, you know, the thing about IMAX being in January is that on the East Coast is wintertime. And, you know, some people are afraid to fly out west when, you know, there's
and
a snowstorm going on. They can't get back and that kind of thing. So it's really hard.
I don't blame you guys.
So now that you're out in sunny California, because we hear it's just been, the weather's been kind of great that way.
Oh, my gosh. You were barbecuing today, so I can't complain.
Now, tell me, are you back in L.A. or are you still in Northern California?
No, I'm back in L.A. for good. I've been back for a while now, but I'm back for good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Wow, so you've really been enjoying the good weather, huh?
Oh, yeah, because I don't have to worry about that fog and that rain. Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, Chrissy, let's
start
off. I want you to tell me a little bit about, now, people know you from your blog, and I want to get into the blog and all of, you know, things about social media. But because since we're talking about IMATS and, you know, one of the big things that everybody loves is all the exhibitors that's there, you have a new product. So tell us a little bit about your product, what it is, how did it come about?
Okay, so Luxoil is my baby. Like, you know how you just wake up and you want to ooh and coo with it? Like, Luxoil is my baby.
Mm-hmm.
So Luxoil came about because I have eczema. I was born with eczema. It's all over. And the straw that just broke the camel's back was going to the doctor and paying all this money, not only for medication and doctor visits, but for these, what I consider radical treatments that don't work. It was not a solution to the problem. It was, we can do light therapy. It was all types of stuff. It was light therapy. And then the last doctor said, well, we could do bleach baths. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I see why you want me to do it, but I'm not about to pay you another $100 for you to tell me to go home to take a bleach bath. And I just got tired of it. And for a long time, I had been playing with products and ingredients. And I said, you know what? It's about time that I just start doing it myself. And Luxoil was supposed to just be an oil, a nice, lightly scented oil for people with eczema so you don't feel like, you know, your end-all are these, you know, these chemicals and these steroids and stuff like that. And now I'm at 13 products now, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be the oil, and now we have the shea butter, and just trying to help people understand that you definitely can go natural. There's ways you can work with your skin, and there's things out there that actually work.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being, like, I haven't had to use my medication for a while now, so it feels good to not have to deal with that. And it's saving money, too. Because at some point, my medication was $60, and I'm like, oh, Lord, like, it was just getting ridiculous.
Wow.
So it came about based on a need. First of all, you wanted to stop spending all that money on those doctor's visits, take care of that.
Exactly. And I'm always playing with ingredients, too, from just being a beauty blogger. It probably dawned on me one day that I would send my friends in the closet. I'm like, oh, grab that jar right there. And they'll open it. They like, this don't match this. I'm like, oh, because I've been mixing it. So, yeah. Like, I didn't even realize what I had been doing all these years and just different essential oils and just different blends.
Right.
And I for years, just not even, you know, just self-consciously not even knowing what I was doing there.
Right.
So speaking of essential oils, tell us, you know, in your own way, how essential are essential oils in this treatment?
You know what? They're important. When it comes to lust oil, I can't go all wild and crazy with them because I have to be mindful that a lot of my products are being used on people with sensitive skin. I have sensitive skin, and there's a limit. If that makes sense, like I have to really, there's a limit. Because if you go too wild and crazy with these oils, it can definitely mess with your skin. And like I'm a big fan of lavender, so I have to really be careful of how much lavender. Yeah, I'm even allergic to aloe, so I have to always be mindful that it's sometimes it's you just don't know what it's going to do, and just be careful. And as long as I stick to what I know, I'm good. So
because a lot of times with eczema, you have to be very careful with fragrance.
Yeah, and I wear our scented oils all the time, and I don't have any problems with it. I don't know if it's because of the combination of other ingredients I use, but I've never had a problem with it. I love using it because for years they're like, well, use unscented Dove, use unscented like, I don't want to live a boring life like that. That's boring.
Right.
I want to smell nice too. Like, I already got eczema. I was already itching half the time and had these dry patches. Now you're telling me that I can't even smell nice. So, yeah, you can definitely. We wear fragrances. My aunt has eczema. She wears it all the time, and her skin is doing better than ever. And it feels good to actually be able to wear it and smell nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, tell me this, Chrissy. Now that you've created this product, I mean, you're up to, you said 13 products now?
Yes.
Okay. So now you're up to 13 products. When you originally created the first one and you started using it, tell us about how your skin reacted to it. What did it do for the eczema? Apparently it must have done something right because now you're up to 13 products.
It started relieving that itch. That's what I noticed immediately. I didn't have to reach for my steroids, and that right there, I was just like, I was amazed right there. And I had been dealing with this for years, and it had got bad, and I had listened to people telling me to go, you know, use this and use that. And once I was done with that final batch and testing and I didn't have to reach for that cream, and on top of that, I wasn't itching during the day. That did it for me. My dry patches were starting to look good after a few days after that. And then it started getting lighter because some people, and it ranges from person to person, but sometimes when you have eczema, you get these dark spots and these patches, and sometimes it's from scratching and just from being, you know, just from being itchy all the time. So, once I started seeing all of that clear up, I was in love, and I also loved the fragrances that I had came up with. So for people that did not have eczema, I wanted them to enjoy it too. So I really paid attention to the fragrances that I was coming out with too.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what were some of your fragrances?
You know what? I try to keep the list small. I do try. Right now, a really popular one is Black Unicorn, which is unisex. And imagine a really clean man, because that's the best way I can describe it, is a really clean man, but think also it has tones of fruit in there. So you can definitely smell the fruit in there. Yeah, so a guy or a girl can wear it. You know, it's unisex, but it's pretty unique. It's kind of weird, but I love it. And so far it's gotten a really, really good response. So it has that lemon, a little bit of bergamot, and you can smell the fruit in it. It's nice.
And your eczema is mainly over like your entire body or just in certain areas?
All over, and mostly, for whatever random reason, mostly on the left side.
Oh,
so, I don't know why. When I was, all down my leg, at one point it was on both sides, just like on my arms. Then it went away and came back in my teens, and it was all on one side. Eczema is weird, and it does what it wants to do.
Right.
It does
now,
what it wants to do.
Now, I know some people who've had eczema on their face. Are you able to use these on the face, or would you just suggest the body?
No, you can. We tell people to go with the unscented oil for their face. You can go with unscented.
Okay.
We also have a maracuja oil for the face as well. So you can use either one. If you want to save money, definitely go with the regular blend and go with the unscented. But I know people that use our scented products on their face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell people go with unscented. When you can, when it comes to your face, if you can go with unscented, definitely go for unscented. Because I had eczema on my eyelids, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, which is kind of a pain when you're wearing makeup and eyeshadow. So
I was going to ask. Because when I see your pictures and I see your pictures of, you know, you all made up, like I would never know. So how do you deal with that?
Sometimes you can, if I point it out to people, they can tell. Because, you know, it's extremely, especially if you're just wearing makeup going out, it's hard to hide texture.
Right.
So if I point it out in the photo, you'll say, oh, I see it right there. Or sometimes if you go back to, like, a lot of old photos, you'll see where my eyes look puffy, and that was eczema too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll just get red and puffy.
Gotcha.
And it still itches. So imagine your eyelids itching. So,
my God.
But I've never had an eyeshadow or a primer or anything like that trigger it. Usually, when it comes to the face, it's usually something I've ate, like sushi or that soy sauce, something high in salt, real citrusy, those acids. Usually, it's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, how has those who've been purchasing your product, what's their feedback? What are they saying about it?
I've been getting a lot of good feedback, and I'm one of those people that like to prepare for the worst. So I'm bracing myself for that first bad review or comment, you know, and I'm hoping that they just tell me so I can make improvements, but I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Okay.
I've heard nothing but good about it. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of mothers reach out to me telling me how thankful they are that they're using it on their kids, that they're using it on themselves and things like that. But so far, I haven't heard anything bad. I've been on the lookout because I have to be realistic, and I think whenever you go into starting a new business and doing anything, you have to know something, you know, you kind of prepare for it.
Right.
And I've been for years, so, yeah. But I haven't heard anything. The feedback has been amazing. I couldn't ask for better customers. I really couldn't.
Good. That's good.
So of all of your products, which product do you think is best to use on hand?
Oh, you can go with the oil, but me personally, I like the butter. Like when I'm sitting at the desk all day and I'm washing my hands all day, I'll go for the butter. Even when I was working in the office, we all kept a jar of the butter at our desk.
So the whipped cocoa butter or like the shea butter?
The whipped shea butter.
Okay.
Yep, the whipped shea butter. Okay. We all kept the desk of it, a jar of it at the desk all the time. So, yeah, and it's not oily, it's not, you can easily go back to working once you use it. It's not, I like it better than using the oil during the day on my hands.
Gotcha.
And I love a good hand.
Right.
I love
because it's creamy. It's not like a hard butter.
Nope, it's creamy.
Yeah.
Because it's whipped, so it has that
right.
air that's with, yeah.
Right.
Almost like what you would consider like a souffle.
Right, yes.
Mhm.
Nice.
Yep, definitely that one. More than anything.
Now, with this butter, you can use on the body and the hair.
You can. You absolutely
can. Okay.
You absolutely can. On your scalp as well. And I actually have a scalp treatment, like what I consider a hair grease, in the works. But it's early in testing, and I'm still testing it with friends and stuff like that. So.
Gotcha. And so this butter you're using, when you use it on your hair, you're using it while it's wet?
While it's wet to fill it in. And I put that on the site, too, because you definitely want to, it's going to make your, let the water do what it's going to do. Let it hydrate, let it moisturize, but then lock it all in.
Gotcha.
I also have customers that use the oil on their hair as well while it's damp. And I have one of my closest friends, she's Caucasian, and whenever she has like a little bit of the oil on her hand, she just rubs it in her hair for it fly away. So.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ingredients in your products.
Okay.
And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So one I'm like super fanatic about is sea buckthorn.
Mm-hmm.
And sea buckthorn is a plant-based oil, comes from a berry, and it has high in omega 3, 6, 7, and 9 antioxidants. It's just, and that's what gives our oil, if you notice our oil is this rich amber reddish color, it's because of the high level of the sea buckthorn.
Definitely
if you have like, if you're fair skin or a Caucasian and have that, or have really pale skin, you definitely have to let it sit in a little bit because it's, and we tell people, you know, you have to kind of, it won't stain the skin at all, but we put a lot of sea buckthorn oil in our products. And
Go ahead.
The reason we do a lot of sea buckthorn oil is because when you have eczema, a lot of doctors, they even tell you to make sure you're getting your proper omega-3s and stuff like that from fish oils and stuff like that, and it does help.
Right.
It does help. If you can remember to take your pill every day, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. But this, I'm just listening to you talking, and it's, this business is so you. It is just so
I think people that know me is like, you know, now it kind of all makes sense. I feel like
it makes sense.
It makes sense. So I'm in a good place right now. But I definitely love the sea buckthorn oil. We have olive oil. We have avocado oil, coconut oil. And we went with coconut oil because of the way it penetrates hair and skin. The way it's a carrier for other ingredients, the fatty acids that's in there. And some have reported that coconut oil can kill some forms of bacteria, which brings me back to doctors telling people to take bleach baths. And the reason they were doing that is because sometimes if your eczema is related to fungus, it will help. So this is why we went with coconut oil.
Gotcha. So I'm wondering, I mean, were they able to test you somehow to figure out if it was related to fungus?
Believe it or not, it's a small percentage of people who, according to doctors I've gone to, it's a small percentage that has an actual food or allergy, like a dust allergy, a small percentage.
Gotcha.
Which is funny because a lot of eczema can be caused by food. It can be triggered by food, but that's not the reason you have it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because I had them do that too, and it was nothing. But I know if I go to a sushi restaurant right now and have too much wasabi and soy sauce, that is going to trigger. So,
gotcha.
And it's a small percentage that's actually caused by a food allergy.
Now, is there anything about your product line that you want the listeners to take home with them? Like, you know, is there any additional information that you can offer them, or as far as usage? And I know we covered a little bit of that, but you know, as far as usage and
it's such a versatile oil in that when you. The texture of it, you can use it as a dry oil. I'm pretty sure you guys know Roe, created by Roe. She uses it as a dry oil. You can put it over dry skin without any problems.
Nice.
I tell people that it was originally designed to be used as an in-shower moisturizer, and I did that because I'm such a procrastinator at times, so I don't always have time to take a shower and moisturize. So you can actually can leave it in your shower and drop a couple drops in your soap when you moisturize and get out the shower and go on about your day. You can also shower. You definitely want to shower you know, use it immediately. I always use it immediately after after showering. But, yeah, when I'm in a rush, I just put it in with the soap.
Gotcha.
You know, Chrissy, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, I'm looking, you know, at your Instagram and all of that, and I'm like, okay, this has been going on for a minute. 13 products
yeah.
in, and we knew nothing. So you know what that means.
You know what?
When
it's still people finding out, oh, I didn't know it was you. And I'm like, yeah, because I didn't want it to be about me. I didn't want people to feel obligated to buy it because of me.
Right.
You know, we want to know about it. We want to try it.
Well, yeah, I definitely want them to try it and use it, but I didn't want them to, just because you're a blog reader, folk, well, oh, well, since Chrissy did it, I don't want you to feel, I didn't want people to feel obligated.
Gotcha.
Right. Well, let me just say, I don't feel obligated, but I want to support you. And, you know, and even if I wasn't buying it, I still want to be able to tell people here on Beauty Talk about it.
Oh.
So. You know, we owe you a
thank
you.
I thank you guys for that.
Yeah, she missed what I said, but we owe you a spanking when we see you.
Oh. Don't beat me up too bad. But you know what? We always have fun when we're together, so.
Yes.
but we definitely want to support and help get the word out. It sounds like a great product.
The web address.
Oh, yeah, the web address.
Oh, the web address for Luxe Oil is actually it's branched off from Addicted to All Things Pretty. So
mm-hmm.
it's luxeoil.addictedtoallthingspretty.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, because it's an immediate branch off of Addicted to All Things Pretty.
Gotcha.
Right.
That's.
Well, before we get into Addicted to All Things Pretty, I believe I have Brandy on the line, and she's just going to give us a quick wrap-up of everything that took place at IMAX this past weekend in Pasadena. So I'm going to bring her on. Let's see.
Hello,
Brandy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Good, pretty good. How was your weekend?
It was packed with people, products, you know. It was funny because I wore the Beauty Talk shirt, so random people were like, hey, I listened to the show, and I'm like, yeah, keep listening. And we're passing out cards, and we got to do a lot of interviews. I've got so many pictures. I'm still uploading, you know, things up to the Instagram and onto the Facebook, and I met, you know, it was awesome. You were telling Chrissy that you want to support her product. And it was awesome. I ran into vendors that we met at Fame Expo, and they
mm-hmm.
were so excited just to see us again, you know, to see your brand again. And, like,
oh, nice.
You know, and it was just a great exposure for their product as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good time, and I got to expose new people to the show because we were giving out cards and talking to people. And I mean, it was great. They, you know, I love IMAX because you get to see all the special effects, makeup, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the stuff you don't see anywhere else, really. Some of the other trade shows are just products, but then you had the student competitions. They were great, and it was just really good. It was good energy. Saturday had a kind of like a mellow crowd, and then Sunday,
mm-hmm.
it was, which was today. It was such a long day. I'm like Sunday, like it was yesterday. It was so crazy in there. I mean, you're like getting beat up from the corners of people's, you know, shopping bags and people standing in line, and the lines are so long, you're trying to walk through somewhere and all the people giving you the eye. I'm like, I'm sorry, can I walk through the line? I'm not cutting. You're like, I'm not cutting, you know. It was crazy.
You say like getting beat up from the people's shopping bags, the corners
from
of
people's
bags.
You know, they give those giant bags. So I don't want to say the name. One company, they went too far. I'm not going to say their name. I'm like, nobody bought that much product in that giant bag. I mean, you know, up inside your head, you know, you can elbow it in the ribs. I'm like, man, I should wear some protective gear. You know, my spanks weren't enough.
Well, you know, the thing I love about these trade shows, especially IMAX, is because over the years we've met some wonderful people and still maintain those relationships. Like, we met Chrissy at IMAX. We
wow.
met Marietta Cardinal-Steve, who's listening to the show tonight. We met Marietta at IMAX. And, I mean, my sister and I were going to IMAX for at least a good 11 years straight before they switched from June to January. So it's just over the years, you know, meeting all these great people. It's a great time to get together, to meet all your old friends in the beauty world, but also there's always a lot of great education, a lot of...
there was, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great people up there speaking and teaching, and then, of course, you know, you have all the exhibitors. Like IMAX, when it comes to exhibitors, I'm like, they pack them in there. They get them in there. So,
definitely.
Right. So it's product on top of product. So I can't wait for possibly to show up at one of these little expos.
That's scary.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You said that's scary?
That is so scary. I've been to IMAX all the time.
Well, you know what, Chrissy, we're getting ready to venture that way as well. So, you know, it'll be scary, but it's got to be done. So, but I'm just saying, you know, you could go, and I guess it is a little scary, but it's well worth it, and you know that. But, again, I just wanted to say, I think, like, these shows, particularly we're speaking about IMAX, it's just a great place to go and just really kind of like a revival for me. You know, sometimes, you know, as a makeup artist, sometimes you hit a dry spot. What's the word I'm looking for? You want to be inspired. And then when you go and you meet all these people, you see all this wonderful stuff, and then it's just like, oh, I'm ready to go out there and tackle the world again, you know? So it's that kind of thing for me.
It's so refreshing because here's all these like-minded people that love what you love, that are passionate about what you're passionate about, and it really does kind of fill you back up. But I have to tell you, it was such an honor to go and represent you all. You all are so highly regarded. People are like, oh, you're with the twins, Kevin James. And yeah, I mean, he was like, oh, I know my sisters. And he did like two snaps in the air. I said, this guy is so hilarious. So, you know, when people are like, or people come up to me and point at me and go, the sisters, right? The show? Yeah, high five. And I was like, man, what an honor to be here, you know, on your behalf. So it was really great. And you all, anybody looking on the Beauty Talk Instagram and on the Facebook page, just keep looking out. I'm going to try to finish up all the posting from today and put it up there.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get some, just a well-rounded, for anybody that maybe has never been, and I interviewed some different makeup artists, like the really short ones, and those shorter interviews, will stick those on the Facebook page. But thank you again, and it was so much fun.
Thank you, Brandy. We really appreciate you just being there, representing us, and all the posts that you've been doing. We really appreciate it. Take your time. Don't stress yourself, because I know you have been there like the whole weekend. So I know it was a lot. But we do thank you and appreciate you as well.
And thank you.
Some of the things that Brandy has been sending me, some of the clips, you guys will hear some of those throughout the show, throughout this show, you know, in some of the future episodes. So you can hear some of the interviews that she did at the show. Coming up soon.
Okay, great.
Thank you again. All right.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye. All right, Chrissy, let's talk a little bit about your blog. Bring us up to date. What's been going on with Addicted to All Things Pretty?
Well, posts have been slow because of Lux, but I'm not going away. That makes sense. I know a lot of people were concerned if I was going to, you know, stop blogging. And I still love blogging. I kind of got to a place, like you guys were talking about when it comes to makeup artistry. For me, it was like a little bit of a rut. I kind of got tired of seeing the same products being repeated.
Right.
I was feeling more inspired by indie brands and hard-to-find brands and little-known brands, just and random stuff, too. I was just I can't really describe it, but it definitely at one point I was like, you know what, it has to be. I can't blog about any more red nail polish, any more red lipstick. I love it, but I can't do this anymore. And I've been blogging since 2009. I said, you know what, if I see one more matte red lipstick, I'm going to lose it. Like, I just can't do it. So
right.
My, definite, going back to it, it's not gone. I still answer questions and emails from readers all the time. If I'm out somewhere, I still post it. It's just not so much here's a full blog review. It may be on Instagram, you know? And now I'm wearing nails, so I had time to go to Candy Yams, which is in Long Beach. She's huge on Instagram. After years, I finally had time to actually go get an appointment, get an appointment and go to her finally. So I'm into her doing my nails now. You know, I'm in a good place. Like, I can't really describe it. A lot of the pressure is off, you know?
Right.
So
let me ask you this, because, you know, I mean, and I think most of us, like, you were pretty much a full-time blogger at one time. Where some of us who try to maintain blogs, but we do other things full-time, like, it is hard to be a makeup artist for film and television, do this radio show. We have a product line. And then have time to blog. It's difficult.
It is.
I mean, I'm listening to you who you know, at one time you were doing it full-time, and then now that you have a product line, you're saying, you know, you're pretty much freed up a lot of time from that by not doing that consistently, I guess. For someone, do you have any advice for someone who feels like they have to get it all done? How do you maintain a blog and do everything else?
It's kind of hard.
If you give it a try.
It is hard because sometimes I'll find myself where it's easier just to, for me, in my I don't want to call it my mental, but it's a word that's been coming out. For me, it's easier for me to hang out with my friends because sometimes I'll work so much where I don't hang out with them. I even sometimes hang out with my friends, and it's a work day, and they're literally helping me pull orders and go get ingredients and because we do a lot of stuff locally too. So that may be us hanging out. We may not, and we may have to grab lunch or breakfast, you know, at a little-known spot or something like that. And that may be my post for the day. It may just be on Instagram. So, so stuff like that, it just, for me, when you are blogging and you don't feel like it or it's not in you, sometimes it comes off in your post. With me, I know it comes off in my post. It may not be as wordy. It may come off as a little quick and to the point, a little snappy even, because I'm doing something I really don't feel like doing. Once it feels like a chore to me or that fun is missing, I can't do it. Like, or I need to figure out a different way to do it. For me lately, that's been Instagram.
So let's talk about that a little bit because, first I think I want to ask you, like, where do you think the state of the traditional blog is right now? And then let's talk a little bit about Instagram and because I see a lot of people have either transitioned from a traditional blog into, let's say,
like microblogging.
Instagram, microblogging or something like that, or they still keep both.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see blogging going?
I still think that you need a blog. I still think to market yourself because Instagram and those keywords, it doesn't always come up in a search. So, and not only that, but the format of it, your ability, I just can't see it getting rid of traditional blogging. You can only post so many photos without being annoying. So I can post 5 pictures of a single tube of lipstick or a nail polish shade with the bottles, different hand angles, the name of the bottle. You know, I can do that on a blog post and write everything in detail that I need to do and also lead you to another search as well to help you better decide whether or not you should buy that product or maybe skip it. You don't have that freedom with Instagram. However, Instagram has also let me discover a whole new set of people. And, you know, it's not necessarily blog readers. So it's I like it for that sense, especially when it came to Lux Oil and stuff like that. so many eczema sufferers are out there that I would not have found if I was sticking with just my traditional blogs. Never.
Right.
In a year. Different things that they're doing, different things that they're using. Just seeing them, and I hate them suffer because sometimes you'll come across those pages as well. And these are regular people. You can't come across that in a regular blog. But I definitely think that I don't think regular blogging is going anywhere.
Me either. Photos.
Yeah, it's still so many aspects of a regular blog that's still needed that can never be replaced by a single social media site.
It's just like books and e-readers, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going anywhere. I really don't. I think sometimes it may be more convenient. Sometimes it may be a product that I have a question about while I'm out shopping. I definitely use my Instagram a lot differently than I do my blog.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it may not even end up on my blog because it's just, look what I bought, but it ain't doing
anything. Right.
And I don't feel obligated. And it's different because I'm okay with posting a haul on Instagram versus posting a haul on my site.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be worth going on the site, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. And then sometimes you just have to, you know, meet the people where they are. And if Instagram is the popular thing right now, then you just, you know, you post on Instagram.
Exactly. And,
a lot of people
on Instagram also want more information. So I may post
something,
and they're like, you know, can I find this on the blog yet? You know, so it's definitely, you know, how you use both.
Right.
So what are your thoughts about Facebook, Twitter, as far as getting what you want out there?
I'm a chatterbug. I love Twitter. I cannot get with Facebook. It's just not for me.
Me either.
I cannot.
I love Facebook.
I can't even pretend like if it was up to me, I probably wouldn't even have a Facebook page because I don't reveal that much of my personal self, if that makes sense, or thoughts online. My boyfriend does really well on Facebook, and he's the opposite of me. Like, I can talk about all my business on Twitter, and he's definitely like, I don't post my business online. Now he's starting to open up a little bit more on Instagram, but he on Facebook, he does really well. I can't do it though.
this is Denise, so you know us apart. I'm the same way. I like sometimes I'll look at the little status thing, and I'm like, well, what do I write? I don't get it. I miss so much by not really being on Facebook. But I'm a Twitter girl.
I love Twitter. It just doesn't allow me enough space to say what I want to say.
I have always loved Twitter. I love the people I follow. I love the people that follow me because sometimes they'll, especially when it comes to these TV shows, right now American Horror Story is just my everything, and they will send me a link and they like, look what's about to happen. Like, it's just, I can't get that on Facebook. And sometimes I just can't get with Facebook. I don't know what it is. I'm not even going to force it.
But I'm sure we all can agree, though, that all of these different platforms, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, and then your traditional blog, I think that they all have their positive aspects. And you just have to learn how to, especially when it comes to promoting yourself or your business, you have to learn how to use them. They're all different, so you use them differently to gain different audiences. And so, but at the end of the day, they're all worth using.
Exactly.
How important do you think social media is to your brand?
Oh, it's vital. It's definitely vital. And depending on which brand, because, well, with the blog, the blog was originally started because friends and family that was asking me about products that I had told one about and the other one I didn't tell the other cousin about it or repeat asking me constantly, well, what is this and what nail polish is this? And so definitely it's vital. because outside of that, it would just be friends and family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Luxe Oil. It would definitely, like, my friends and family, you know, they pick up orders all the time, but I definitely need it for the brand. I think it's vital. I think it will always be vital. I don't think all of, I don't think you need all of them, and I don't think you have to be the best at all of them, but I definitely mm-hmm. think you should use the one that works best for you and use it the best way you can.
Right. I'm reading all the comments in the lounge. All of you all are leaving me out on Facebook by myself. Everybody's saying, I love Twitter. So I'm the only one that's pro-Facebook. But Sharon Tina Brightman said it the best. Let me find her comment here. She said, the traditional blog is home. Social networks should draw people to your site, drive it home.
Exactly.
I think she said it best. Right there.
They should, but you also have to take in consideration now that there's a whole new world of women and men that are out there microblogging via Tumblr
right.
and Instagram. There's Instagram girls out there with hundreds and thousands of followers without a website. Just here's my
right.
email. And
right.
they will drive your business wild. So it's home for us, but there's a whole new wave that's going on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it is.
And not only that, but there's a lot of even just regular working women and regular family, you know, regular stay-at-home moms that's really, you know, blowing it off the park when it comes to Instagram. And I
mm-hmm.
follow a lot of them just so I could, you know, just because they're especially, like, I have a customer that's always at Disneyland and telling me different things about Disneyland, and I couldn't get that on a blog. And It may not be in her to blog. She don't have time for that. But she could post that picture and give me the information I need.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows you to not feel like you are, you know, confined to maintaining a website and sending people here. You know, it definitely can work for you. It's not, I think there's a whole new wave of non-traditional blogging that's going on. You're seeing a lot more makeup artists with celebrities these days, too, via Instagram.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. Just imagine, if you can imagine, this world without social media.
I can't. I don't
well,
even remember how it
right.
was when I got on Twitter.
Imagine it without social media.
If we never had Black Panic and MySpace.
Yep. yep.
It'd probably be a lot less drama. MySpace also caused a little bit of drama because once you realize that you're not in that person's top or that person realized that you're not in their top people, it caused a lot of mess. So I think that's kind of where being messy first kind of started. So, yeah, I think it would be because I always think back to when people just had AIM. You just had a screen name. And an away message.
Yes. Right.
And that was it. So, you know, you didn't have much drama back then. But now it's totally different. Twitter is causing people to lose jobs left and right. You know, it's...
Well, you know, people just need to learn what to say and what not to say on social media.
And what to... But even if they don't say it on social media now... It's like, well, now we done found that person's screen name, and you still going to lose your job because of how you may have acted somewhere else at a bar during work hours, and they done found you. So you definitely
well,
have
you should
to be
have made
mindful.
It private.
Man, it's crazy. But I definitely, I couldn't imagine a world without it. I've met some of my really closest friends via social networks. So,
yeah, that's what Champagne is saying. She didn't know any of us.
Just for the sake of my next question, imagine not having social media. How do you think you would go about marketing your products and your brand?
Oh, like I plan on doing it anyway. Word of mouth, a lot of flyers, a lot of business cards, a lot of samples. And believe it or not, I do use social media because I'll give women samples and stuff like that, just not even here posted, but, you know, I see that you're going through some things here. Let me help you. I'm the same way when I'm out in public. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I see a child with super dry skin and eczema, here's my card, and snap, I don't have a problem with that at all. So you definitely I'm not one of those people that can be on social media and have a conversation and then we're face-to-face and I can't talk to you. So I definitely have to be one of those people that's willing to talk to people and be approachable. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. It, sometimes it comes off as weird. But if you've never been in a store and had a woman ask you your opinion, if y'all on the same aisle, then you definitely got to smile more or something because we do it all the time.
Right.
Cool.
Right. That's
have
true.
You tried exactly. this? What about this one? Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah. So what do you think, because you blogged a lot about nails, and nails is, you know, it's such a big thing now. What do you think about the nail industry now? And where do you think it's headed? And will it continue to be a big thing for you know, a period of time longer?
I think it's growing. You know what? And lately I haven't been too wowed by traditional nail polish companies, I guess you would say. A lot of these indie brands are making some amazing colors now. A lot of nail art itself is crazy now. So I think as much as we love polish, and I think polish is one of those things that, well, it's a growing industry, especially when it comes to colors, but I think a lot of attention is going to be placed on a lot of these indie brands. I think a lot of these major companies are already looking at these indie brands, you know, as a competition, where I think back in the day, Etsy probably would have thought OPI was a competition and OPI would have thought Etsy was a competition. I think now they're looking at these little brands that's making these colors, selling like crazy and already have cult faves. Like, this is what we need to look out for.
Right. So what
and
are some
aren't
your,
even mimicking them, so yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Some of them are. What are some of your favorite indie brands?
You know what? I haven't tried any. I only see them all the time. And if you follow, I don't know if you follow Random Lana, but I follow her. And I haven't tried any per se because I don't like waiting on the mail. And I haven't been wearing nail polish lately because I'm in oil and product all the time. No, but I haven't tried any, but definitely, but I haven't even bought bottles of nail polish either because it's just not. Look, I lost a nail the other day, and I was, like, running errands trying to figure out if anybody saw where I lost that nail, so. I'm just so bad. I've been so bad on my hands. It's just crazy.
This is because we have a question from Brandy. Chat, she wanted to know if the Lux Oil helps with dry skin caused by diabetes.
It does. My boyfriend's sister, actually, she doesn't have diabetes. She has lupus, and she uses it to relieve the itching and things like that. But, yeah, I've gotten feedback that it is. Of course, I don't know a lot of people personally, but I've gotten a lot of feedback that it does, lupus and diabetes.
Okay. So there's your answer there, Brandy. Yes.
Yep.
Now,
you know what? I need to go to lunch with Brandy. Me and Brandy started following each other not too long ago, and I think we were all tweeting something crazy, and she's like, I need to hang out with you guys. I said, I don't know if you want to hang out with us. We're mild and tamed online. Like, we're good, and we know how to act in public, but we are – our friends are a mess. So she's like, I can hang with you. I said, okay, that's what we're going to do then.
Listen, let me ask you, on Instagram, in your bio section on Instagram, you say, let's see, the true silky skin experts, Lux Oil, the true silky skin experts, handmade body goods crafted by an eczema sufferer that was tired of boring products. Do you market as do you in all of your marketing verbiage? Do you always mention the eczema?
Not all the time. I try to make it a point to do so because it's helped me so much with my eczema. I think it may be a couple spots out there or a couple like bio sections that don't mention it, but for the most part, for the most part, I do. Because I definitely want people to know that, you know, you can find relief. I do. And it's not often. You come across a lot of products especially by a lot of indie brands, where they gear towards eczema. And it's hard to do that when you're dealing with someone that has gray skin. And it's kind of like, I know you're marketing towards eczema sufferers, but let me tell you what it's really like to suffer with eczema. Like, let me tell you about it, because it's one thing to market it towards eczema sufferers. It's a lot when you don't have experience with it, though. And I'm not saying you have to suffer with eczema to market it, but trust me, it's two totally different worlds.
Gotcha.
To be a sufferer, making it, yeah, than to wake up with gorgeous skin and make a product that's not out of a need and market towards people like this.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Definitely. That's almost like Tasha with Bell Butters. Like, her product came out of a need, too. So it's definitely, and you can tell. When you use her products, you can tell.
Who is this?
Bell Butters. Tasha with Bell Butters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, her products were made out of need, too. So, and you can look at her skin and tell her skin is great. You know, you can, when you use her products, you can tell that it was made out of need. Out of need and passion. And that's definitely what people should take from you when they use your product.
That's
right.
True. That's so true. That's so true. Well, let me ask you, this is a question I'm just asking based on something you said earlier, but why do you find exhibiting at the trade show scary?
I've been to them. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm one of those people, like, if you have used my product and we want to, I'm going to hug you and we're going to talk, and then I have to remember, you can't hold up no line doing that. So maybe not IMEX just yet, maybe something on a much smaller scale. But it's scary. It's scary just being there, honestly, especially when you go by yourself. I think the first time I went to IMAX, it was by myself, and it's still intimidating. It is. It's still intimidating. So it's crazy. It's so many people. It's so many vendors. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
And I'm asking that because, and I can imagine, but I'm asking that because, you know, I'm thinking about the product that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mainly when you go to a lot of these, whether it's IMAX, Fame Expo, the makeup show, they all have a lot of makeup exhibitors. This is not
they
makeup.
They do. It's,
you know,
skincare.
This is not makeup.
So,
right, exactly. And
however,
and as I'm
there's,
as I'm,
there's,
I'm sorry,
gosh,
ahead.
What's that show called? Oh, it's Ice in Long Beach, which is a skincare show, and my Bikini Care line was actually, I collaborated with one of my close friends that's an esthetician and bikini waxer. So their skincare shows I can definitely work on. And she uses my product in a treatment room as well. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's definitely skincare shows out there.
I asked that question because I was thinking, as I was asking the question, I was thinking about Marietta, who's listening, and then she just actually tweeted something about the same thing that I was thinking. She said it was bringing back memories of when she made her products. And I remember she introduced her product at IMAX years ago. And, you know, she did a lot of the body butters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it went very well. So I was just wondering, you know,
it's
just curious.
We're just trying to talk you into it, that's all.
Look, you know what's funny? It honestly doesn't take much for me to be talked into something. I wasn't even supposed to have shea butter. I was supposed to have one oil, and my best friend was over here, and he was like, I said, you know, that would be cool if we could do a shea butter. He's like, let's do it. And we went to the beauty supply store just to get, like, some testers. I was like, I don't like this shea butter at all. I was like, this is not going to work. So if it wasn't for him saying, come on, let's do it, then that's all it took. I wouldn't even have shea butters. So it doesn't take much for me to – I just have to build up that courage and go ahead on and do it and stop playing around.
Okay, well, we'll keep working on you. We'll keep working on you. So where do you see the brand going in the future? in the near future? Like, what you know, what hopes and dreams do you have for the brand?
I definitely want to do more volunteer work when it comes to eczema sufferers and stuff like that. A lot of people deal with eczema where they can't wear certain clothes. For years, I didn't wear shorts. I didn't wear short sleeves for years. So it definitely, you know, just imagine if you couldn't wear shorts and short sleeves, you know, all your life and stuff like that because of eczema scarring. So I definitely want to reach out to those people and help them the best way I can. And I'm definitely not opposed to, you know, working on, you know, launching in spas and stuff like that.
Right. What since you're speaking on, like, the types of clothes that you can't wear, it something came to mind. I was thinking about laundry detergents. Do you use, like, an unscented laundry detergent?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I use an unscented laundry detergent, but since I don't like unscented stuff, I still use the fabric softener and but when it comes to the actual detergent, I'll use like Tide unscented and free stuff like that.
Gotcha. Do you have any other tips in trying to, you know, just kind of keep the whole eczema at bay, to keep it calm? You have any tips for any other eczema sufferers?
I guess my best tip would be to. A lot of eczema sufferers just use lotion, like daily lotion. Even when it comes to lotion, honestly, when it comes to eczema, lotion has never helped me. People have always said, you know, use Lubriderm. My mom broke her neck.
Yeah.
Give me Lubriderm. Back in the day when Lubriderm was like $15 to $20 a bottle. And it didn't do anything for me. Like, it kept me ashy. And it may relieve some of my itching. You definitely have to go to your creams and your oils. And not only that, but don't be afraid. Even though Lux Oil is all natural, paraben-free, mineral oil-free, if your skin is doing well with mineral oil, because I've used baby oil gel, don't be afraid of it.
Works.
Yeah, I've had people tell me, well, don't use it. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you're telling me not to use mineral oil, but my doctor is giving me this steroid that costs twice as much, it still has mineral oil, and it's thinning out my skin. So it's kind of like mineral oil is like probably like your least concern if you're going to end up on steroids anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's totally okay to definitely not, you know, be afraid to use products that work. Everything that's all natural may not work for you. Your doctor will tell you that. I had a doctor say,
right,
you know, you've used the all natural products. I'm like, no. He's like, good, because don't think all natural works for you. There's still stuff that's natural that can still react with your skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that's good advice. Good advice. So is there anything else you would like to add that maybe you've forgotten?
Oh, well, my question for you, Chris, quickly is, do you have any new plans for the line? I know you have 13 products, but do you have
any new
plans for
the line? You must have walked away. You must have walked away.
I sent out an email to newsletter subscribers because literally we launched in November, I believe November the 1st or November the 11th, November the 1st, and we have launched, we've done two rounds of product launches. We came out with the Epsom salt and then the scrubbing towel. We came out with the maracuja oil, the bikini line. We came out with the herbal hair elixir. So, and then not only that, but we just did a collection with a blogger, a relationship blogger by the name of Ro, Love No Chaser. So that's a whole nother, it's the same product, but it's a different fragrance. And it was, she pulled those, you know, I put the fragrances for her by figuring out exactly what it was she was looking for, and she finalized that. So, yeah, I told them today, I said, you know, this is it for the quarter, so you guys can. And I'm always really fair, too. So when I come out with a new collection, I'll offer a discount, and I'll also tell people to email me, you know, your order number so I can adjust. I can give you a free shipping code or combine your order, you know, because I know we're coming out with launches left and right, but we're not doing anything until summer, and I already know exactly what I want to do for summer. It's definitely going to be L.A.-themed. It's definitely going to be an LA-themed collection. So,
nice.
Newsletter, so, yeah. that's allergic to shea butter because it's, you know, derived from a nut. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely want to work on something that others can use outside of just the cocoa butter because they definitely want to smell great too. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. So I'm working on that. But, yeah, not until summer because I've been launching left and right. So, yeah, in
yeah.
summer we're adding
time
to
just, time to just push what you have right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're having mm-hmm. fun, you know. Love No Chaser is doing really well. It's two new fragrances that we just launched with Rose, so, and that did amazing. So it's still doing amazing. So, and that'll be on sale until a week before Valentine's. So, yeah, and then definitely want to do face oil cleansers because I'm all about the oil cleansing method. But, of course, I'm going to have to come out with a few different ones that's geared towards people's skin types. So that's going to work,
right.
too. But I'm going to slow down. I told them, we're good this quarter, so they can relax.
Relax.
They haven't been complaining yet, so.
Well, tell us
and
where we can find you.
Been fair, so.
Tell us where we can
Say
find
again.
You all over the web. Tell us where we can
oh,
find
God.
You all over the web.
Everywhere. Let me see. Instagram. Most of the time I'm in a Lux Oil account. Instagram is not very flexible when it comes to having multiple accounts. So definitely Instagram. Either Instagram.com/LuxOil, and that's LuxeOil, or Chrissy90220. That's my personal
okay.
account.
Do that one more time.
KRISSY90220. That's my personal one. A lot of just lifestyle stuff on that one. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of skincare. Yeah, a lot of skincare, nail polish, places I'm eating, places I'm shopping at. Lately I've been using a lot of Asian skincare products and stuff like that. So see a lot of that on there. On Twitter, I'm on both the same on Twitter, and definitely on Facebook. Slash addicted to all things pretty, but again, I'm not a Facebook person, so.
So don't be leaving me any messages.
I'm just not a Facebook person, but definitely on Twitter, and I'm always welcome to emails. You know, if people have questions or comments on the blog, you can definitely still check out the blog, which is addictedtoallthingspretty.com. I'm always responding to comments and emails, and we definitely, you know, encourage dialogue on blog posts and things like that. So,
and then you said we can find the Lux Oil. It's luxoil.addictedtoallthingspretty.com?
Exactly.
Okay.
And even if you end up on the blog, you'll still
uh-huh.
see a link on the right-hand
side. Yeah,
there'll
be a link.
Yep. Everywhere
okay,
you see Chrissy90220,
cool.
you'll see Lux Oil link to it.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right. And last question, what is beauty to you?
What is it? You know what?
What is
lately
beauty
for
to
me,
you?
it's been wearing my hair in Marley twists and a high ponytail and throwing on some leggings. So it's whatever you are comfortable in at that moment. Because who knows?
Right.
This week it may be full makeup all the time and brows chiseled out. You know, it depend. It really does depend. Beauty is whatever you feel like at that moment, whatever you are comfortable doing. Once you feel obligated to have to put on makeup all the time and it's just your outside doesn't match the inside, people notice. So just relax and do what's comfortable for you.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much, lady. Please keep us posted as to what's going on with you and with your new brand so we can get the information out there
will.
To everyone. Looking forward to seeing you next time we're out that way.
Yes. We definitely have to. Mm-hmm. Are you guys coming out for the makeup show?
No, don't think so. That's March?
Or April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either March or April.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I can't say no. We're not sure. We'll
okay.
see. That's the thing. We will see. But again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. We're happy to catch up with you and hear about what's new in your world.
Well, thanks
for having me. You're welcome.
Absolutely. You are welcome anytime. Thank you to Brandy for calling in and reporting on IMAX. And thank you for Marietta and Tarantina and Lorenda who are hanging out on the chat.
Speaking of Marietta, we will be having we will be doing a giveaway for the makeup planner, the 2014 makeup planner. So listen out for that coming up soon, probably next week.
Ooh, sounds nice.
Yes, if you don't have it, you need to get yours. I can't wait to receive mine in the mail, but check it out. And Marietta, put the website out there. I'm not sure if it's just Marietta.com or if there's a separate MUA
planner.
No,
it's Marietta
website.
Carter.
Okay.
See, let me do these things.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on her site right now.
It's MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com.
Yep, I'm on.
Who
on
in the world's
right
gonna
now.
Go to Marietta.com and look for her? Come on now.
Oh, I said Marietta.com. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
You all know what I meant.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Anyway, all they had to do was Google Marietta Carter Narcisse, and they would have found something somehow. Anyway, I
tried
Marietta.
Look, and I'm right there on her page right there, so I was able to find her.
See? There you go. So if you don't know about it, research it. And check it out. Everybody needs a planner. And so for those of you out there who are going to receive one in the mail shortly, make sure you tell everybody else about it so that all of us makeup artists, we can be organized, have all of our information sitting right in front of us. There will be no excuses. We can't say we didn't know because it's all going to be in that planner. And whatever's not in that planner, when Marietta finds out about it, she's going to send out messages to inform us. So we need to get on board with this.
Now, if you go to Marietta.com, you will go to the website for Marietta's online magazine and city guide. This is referring to Marietta, Georgia, the city. So please don't go to Marietta.com. Go to Marietta Carter, Narcisse, Narcisse.com.
Oh, I really messed up, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that, Marietta. It's MariettaCarterNarcisse.com. All right.
MariettaCarter-Narcisse. Okay, let's just end this show before you mess it up any further.
I'll let you
get all the news. I was able to find it. I found it, got pricing for the planner and everything. So
okay.
Just go to Google, do a Google search. How about that?
No, I'll let Denise stick to giving all the news and all the web addresses and all of that. So, again, thank you everyone who listened. If you joined tonight's conversation, go out on our Blog Talk Radio page and mark it as a favorite. Be sure to go over to Facebook and like our Beauty Talk page and follow us and catch up with what's going on in the beauty world. Follow us on Twitter at @beauty_talk. Instagram. What are we on Instagram?
Beauty_talk on Instagram.
Okay. I'm just making sure. before I say it wrong.
Hey, I'll find out.
But
I love you guys.
You will correct me if I do. I know, right? She'll correct me if I'm wrong. But thank you guys for joining us. Follow us. And we'll make sure we bring the best in the beauty industry to you every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Tell a friend.
And go out and buy some Lux Oil products because I'm headed to the website right now.
Definitely do. And we also ship fast. Like, our shipping time is crazy. So it's like for Black Friday, we were shipping out. People were receiving orders on Monday for Black Friday orders.
Oh, nice.
We don't play around.
Nice.
We close 2 days, but it's not uncommon for us to ship the same day, if not the next day. But we quote 2 business days. But, you know, we get them out. It's one of those things where it's like if I may not can give you a steeper discount, but I can definitely give you services. So this is what I can do for you. So.
Nice.
Wow, cool.
All right, ladies. Until next time, have a beautiful and blessed week. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night.